are listening to Real World News.
Devastation caused by Shelley in Ogoni land addressed at the COP on climate change. The Ogoni people from the Niger Delta region in Nigeria is demanding the devastation caused by the oil industry in the area to be cleaned immediately following the recommendations of the United Nations. A small Ogoni delegation came to the UN COP on climate in Durban, South Africa to raise this demand before the international community. "What we need now is immediate cleanup," said leader Salvador Cordemoa to Real World Radio. In Ogoni land, the oil industry, especially the Anglo-Dutch company Shell and its operations for decades, have caused a disaster, said the community representative. "Oil spills and the ongoing gas flaring are part of serious reality that has led Shell to face several international lawsuits. The inhabitants of the region demand the area to be cleaned, according to what the United Nations Environment Programme established. On August 4th, this organization published a report on the serious environmental degradation caused by Shell in Ogoni land. Oil pollution is widespread there and the majority of people have been exposed to it most of their lives, states a report by the UNEP. It also adds that hydrocarbon pollution has reached underground waters in 41 places and benzene, a carcinogenic chemical, was found in the water drunk by the population at levels which are 900 times higher than those accepted by the World Health Organization. The research was conducted by 50 international academics in a period of 2 years. Over 200 places in Ogoni land were analyzed, over 5,000 medical charts were read, and 23,000 people participated in the meetings with local communities. The report confirms that Shell did not comply with the environment guidelines and standards for the petroleum industry in Nigeria, its own standards, and of course with international regulations. The UNEP study also finds that the fishing activity in Ogoni land was destroyed and that the wetlands of the area are severely degraded. The UN body included some recommendations related to monitoring and environmental remediation. For instance, it established the creation of an environmental restoration fund for Ogoni land with an initial amount of $1 billion to be paid by Shell and the Nigerian government. Cleaning up the area could take between 25 to 30 years. Demoa demands the governments of the countries gathered at the COP on climate in Durban to enforce the UN resolutions in Ogoni land. "I'm here to join the people to say enough is enough," said the leader to Real World Radio, tired of the destroyed farmlands, the impacts on cattle, the loss of fisheries, the pollution of water and the sad diseases.
"Actually, Ogoni has actually experienced environmental degradation. For some years, decades of years, and that is why we are also here today to be part of this global change, because it has affected the Ogoni community. But right now what the Ogoni communities are suffering is the oil spill, gas flaring, where it has affected our land, our environment. You will see early menopause. You also see some people, cancers, people die. Lifetime is short because of the constant gas flaring, because it's closer to the people. Some are horizontal, as in on the ground. That is how bad it is. And again, the oil spill has not only destroyed our farmland, not only the crops, it has entered the water, as in the river. The river, we cannot have sea food again, as in some sea food. Apart from fishes, we cannot have fish again. We have some periwinkle that you can take to spicing up your soup. All those things is gone, and I feel that it affects the women greatly. That is why I'm here to join the people to say enough is enough of all this problem, and also enough is enough for Shell too, because they are actually devastate our land, and they have replaced our land that was full of food with emptiness. People sleep now on bare stomach, and it's bad. Now Shell is not operating again, but the damage they have done is there. So we are now saying that let them do the cleanup, as the UN report is out, that let the cleanup be done. We want it to be that let them do the cleanup, because the place is mess. They are not operating again, but what they have cost us is there. There are a lot of sickness, like as I told you, during, there's some people that is pregnancy, they have a kind of disabled children. A lot of sicknesses, people die, cancers, lungs, every sickness, some body disease and all that. People have, and even early brand, blindness, the Nigeria government. Actually, they are aware of the problem, but the issue is that they are actually benefiting from this oil company. They actually bring them. And because they are benefiting, because wherever they, when you attack the oil company, when you bring up their case, they are involved. They don't want to come up. They don't want to support us. They take it slow because it's not their business. They are not living there. They're living in mansions. They're living in headquarters. Some of them, they are not from there. People that is from there is not feeling it because maybe people that is related to them is not there. But as I'm talking to you, people are suffering this thing, and it's real. We have thousands of people. Thousands of people, and the ongoing case now is a land grab that the government is trying to take from the Ogoni community, the Kana local government. It's a local government. Thousands of people are actually involved. They are about to lose their land. We came here like we have been having some series of lectures, seminar, workshop. We are here to say that this is what our people are passing through, and this is our problem here. And for that, let the international community, the organization, because we have come together as one, we are suffering this, is common. Being seen the system, that the system is so corrupt, the system is bad, being the government, they are not in support. We are here that let the international community come and join us and say, let our oil remain under the soil, in the soil. I will say that right now what we need now is immediate cleanup. That let the UN report being carried out immediately, because we cannot still drink from the water. People like, as I'm talking to you now, the Bodos community have no water. They don't have anywhere to farm because of oil spill. So we need immediate cleanup. And also to mobilize. We, after living here, what I will do is that to mobilize the people, for them to be more aware, so that they can come up and stand up for their rights. Especially the women, because we have been doing that. Kensa Romiwa.
You are listening to Real World News.